This segment is brought to you in association with Export Barbados BIDC. Export Barbados.
Good day all, and welcome to another edition of Export Passport Radio Show. My name is Tahir Balbulia, and today we'll be continuing our review of the recently concluded Afri-Caribbean Trade and Investment Forum held here in Bridgetown, Barbados. Today, we will hear from our esteemed Prime Minister, Mia Amor Motley, as she continues to deliver her featured address at the opening ceremony.
We face common battles, from the climate crisis to the COVID pandemic, and now to the third aspect of it with respect to inflation and debt that threaten to tear too many of our countries apart and threaten to put back into poverty too many of our people. In Africa, one in every two people in rural communities and one in every 10 in urban communities are recorded as being poor. In the Caribbean, recent statistics show that numbers have gone from one in six and one in five to as high in some countries as one in three because of the food insecurity and because of the disruption of the last few years. Travel-dependent economies, whether in Africa and the Caribbean, have literally been thrown on their backs. And we seek to fight this battle of bridging and reclaiming our Atlantic destiny on both sides at the very time when the travel and tourism industry is facing its greatest challenge in decades. In particular, the travel industry that still is reeling from the impact of sick leave and COVID. But we can choose to record that that is but another major, major battle. Or we can say, as my country has done, even in the midst of an IMF program, that if we do not seize our destiny now, we shall never seize it. We have within our capacity to remove, as I reflected last year on the 7th of September as I closed my statement at the African Union, to remove the middleman, to remove the middle leg, and forever to remove the scars of the middle passage. And how do we do it? Our governments, as I said, will cooperate on the great issues that we face today with the triple crises that I mentioned earlier. And we've been doing it. The African Ministers of Finance invited me as the lead head for CARICOM Single Market and Economy to participate in two of their meetings in the last 18 months. Our dear friend Vera Songwe, who is now departing yesterday from the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, has continued to work with us shoulder to shoulder as I chaired the Development Committee of the World Bank and the IMF. And as we seek to reverse the inequities that would see Ghana and Greece facing the international markets with the same credit rating, but paying significantly different interest rates simply because the European Union has acceptable safe assets that we in Africa and the Caribbean have not yet developed. But I don't come here to complain. I come here today to ask us to seize the moment. You heard President Arama, our distinguished sponsor, and whose courage and commitment has brought us to this place today, I say unashamedly. You heard him refer to the distinguished words of the most excellent Marcus Messiah Garvey. To recognize that our future can never be determined by someone else. And if that is what we want, to make life easier day by day by day, then those who continue to remain in poverty in our nation shall not easily leave that state of affairs. It is within our grasp. We have the collective brain power, the collective creativity, the innate discipline and resilience, and above all else, yes, the capital between Africa and the Caribbean to make that defining difference now.
And there you have it, folks. Our very own Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley speaking at the opening of the Afri-Caribbean Trade and Investment Forum. That's it for this episode. We'll continue our review of the Afri-Caribbean Trade and Investment Forum in the next episode. Until then, goodbye. Agent Enterprises all across
the world. This segment was brought to you in association with Export Barbados BIDC.